morning, Glass. Just well. Yourself?
We're rolling right along. You're a busy man, as always, and you've got a big event coming up. And I just said it a minute ago. Now I can't remember. Julie's going to help me up, though. Man up to make a difference?
Man up to make a difference. You got it.
But Julie can go, even though she's not a man, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, good.
And
this has become a family favorite. We had a couple times early on where dads were bringing, sons and daughters, and all of a sudden it became a family affair. People were enjoying the great message that was shared by all of our keynote speakers. So, yeah, definitely a family event.
Well, and some of your keynote speakers have resonated locally, and your keynote speakers have included in the past Fred Glass, Cody Zeller's father. I believe it's Steve?
Steve Zeller, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good list of guys to get started, and you're going to add to that this year.
Oh, absolutely. So Coach Crean is so gracious to be a part of this event. It's a big year for us. You may know that we're in the throes of a $6 million campaign, big growth for the club and our capacity to serve more kids. So Coach has been so gracious to be a part of this to make it an absolute winner.
And we thank Coach for his time in that as well. When we talk about Man Up to Make a Difference, who are we reaching out to connect with, connect to? You talk about it being a family situation, but it really it affects everybody.
It does. It is. It's not just about raising young men. It's just getting people, again, refocused to the whole concept of giving kids opportunities to realize their full potential. And it's not just a whimsical thing that feels good to do. You and I have to replace ourselves and create those great leaders and participants in our society that are necessary to moving the American culture forward. So it's very important part of what it is that we have to do as citizens of this country.
And talk about your Passport to Manhood program and how that you're trying to develop those leaders from day one.
Well, we've got the sad reality. I mean, if you look at some of the real simple statistics about young men today, when you look at even just the dropout rate of male versus female, males are 60% of the total, and females are 40% of that total that drop out, and young boys and young men are far more successful at committing suicide. So it's a serious situation that we've just got so many wayward young men who need to have some guidance and care and modeling. Being able to provide that through a program such as Passport to Manhood at the Boys and Girls Club is a critical part of our programming.
Now, Jeff, I remember reading not too many years ago that there's sort of a little bit of an inequality as far as women who volunteer to do mentoring and that sort of stuff versus men. So is that sort of the reason, not only to pair, these boys and young men with other male role models, but is it also kind of difficult to recruit men to volunteer?
And that's true. That's very true. I don't know. I don't have our stats in front of me, but I would have to say that the percentage is probably in that very similar range that I just shared. Probably 60% of our volunteers on a regular basis are probably women, versus 40% that are male. And it may even be more, tilted than that. So most definitely, and that again is another indicator to the issue. And the other thing, if you don't mind, I do want to make a comment, because we always catch, people jump on this very quickly that, gosh, well, what about girls?
Yes, yeah.
Needless to say, Boys and Girls Club programming equally provides opportunities to mentor and care for and guide girls as well through our Smart Girls program. So look for a special event here coming actually in the winter where we're going to be focusing on that as well. It's just at times it's very beneficial to get a group, a same-sex group together to talk about issues, both for girls and for boys. It can be a very important strategy in helping them to navigate their young lives.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington and Monroe County. Tell us where the event is, Jeff, and how we can get involved, and we better hurry up.
Yep, good. So Thursday next week, the 25th, it'll be at the Lincoln Street Club. If you go to our website at bgcbloomington.org, you'll see where you can purchase tickets. We've got two tables left, so if you're interested,
move quickly.
You need to jump on it now. That's right, we're almost sold out, so do that. It's $75 per seat and $525 per table. The buffet line opens at 5:45, and I strongly encourage people to be there at that time, with the programming kicking right off at about 6:15.
And your folks, don't bring your brown bag lunch. You don't need to. Buffet, what are we having this year? What's on the menu?
Yeah, it's great. It'll be, had some great support from Barbecue Train, and they're on board again. Do a great job with our food and are so appreciative of them and what they're able to provide. Desserts will be provided by the Underground Cupcake in Ellettsville.
Oh, they are so good. That
great.
Sounds fantastic.
Awesome.
That's a good meal right there.
Can I give a quick shout out to our sponsors very quickly?
No.
No.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why would we let you come on the radio and do that? Before you do that, though, I want to stress, because I find this very fascinating. Jeff and I have done 1,000 interviews, because I think what you guys do is very, very important. Talk about, there's two things people don't understand about the Boys and Girls Club. Number one, who can go? And number two, how unbelievably affordable it is.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about how this event helps tangibly here. This doesn't go to some national organization where you get 1%. You're not sending it to the Clinton Foundation where they take 99.9% of it and give you $10 afterwards. Talk about how that works here.
Yeah, so very simply, and it, very commonsensically, every child in this community will impact this community in one way or another. And it's all children, and that's who we serve, all kids. As much as our mission is to serve those kids who need us most, the club is also there for families who are intact and have the resources and ability to go ahead and give their kids every opportunity possible. The club is a great supplemental opportunity for those kids as well. But to cover the other part of this, for only $20 a year.
How do you do that?
You're alluding to that. $20 per year.
It doesn't even make sense.
Not
a month.
It doesn't make sense.
Not a week. For a year, your kid can go to the club 350 days.
That's exactly right.
For $20.
You know, it's people in this community that support it through great events like Man Up to Make a Difference.
What a great birthday present. What a great graduation. What a great whatever it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
$20. You can't go to Chipotle for $20.
To be a member. And so we stand in the gap for kids and families who need us to give their kids those opportunities throughout the entire year.
And quality. I mean, it's inexpensive. Yeah. It's high quality. There are opportunities and activities that they get to participate
art,
in
computers,
that they couldn't
music,
get to do otherwise. Yeah.
Field trips, camp
right.
rock.
It's amazing.
It is. And it keeps them out of trouble. We talked about with Melanie Payne from Indiana University's first year experience earlier this week. Engage them, get them involved with stuff, and they stay out of trouble. You may now thank your sponsors.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Who else is helping you out with this, Jeff? I know it takes a village and a lot of great people helping you with your cause.
So want to give a shout out to Meineke and German American Bank.
Two sponsors of this program.
Home
great
Mortgage
stuff.
Mortgage and Bill C. Brown Associates as our key sponsors, and a whole host of others as well that are participating. But wanted to make sure we mentioned those four.
And how's the easiest way? And again, you have two tables left. So if this is something that you're itching, number one, when is the date? And number two, you better sign up this weekend.
Yeah, you better run. You better get to the website. That's right. Get there now. We are looking at possibly adding a couple, but right now we've got two that are out there, two tables left. And you can go to bgcbloomington.org, and you can make that purchase in just minutes.
And everything's secure and
Thursday,
safe online.
Next Thursday is the event.
Next Thursday at the club, Lincoln Street downtown, so it's right in everybody's way on the way home, or it's not
convenient.
Out of the way. And again, be there for the dinner buffet at 5:45. Coach Crean will speak shortly thereafter, and you're out the door by 8 o'clock. So this isn't, good way to wrap up the week, great way to make a difference, and man up to make a difference. Thursday, August 25th. Give us the website one more time, Jeff.
bgcbloomington.org.
Almost impossible to forget. Hey, great stuff as always, and we know you'll get it sold out, and great job making a difference in our community.
Always my pleasure. Appreciate both of you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Jeff Baldwin, he is, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. We'll put a link to that on our Facebook page, so take you there. And again,
easy.
Well, someone's going to snooze and lose on this.
Yeah.
And if you've been to the club before, they can't just add another, they can't knock a wall
out. There's a limit here. That's right.
There is a limit. That is absolutely right.